Welcome back to the Basement Yard. I feel the need to like introduce, you know, ourselves, but it's just us up here.
I think people are used to you saying welcome back to the Basement Yard, though, because sometimes
I'm gonna say it.
People get mad. There was one episode where you didn't say it.
What did I say?
Like two episodes ago.
What did I say?
Nothing.
We just checked.
Yeah, we just checked.
We just checked mics.
And then we went right into it.
Yeah, we checked beforehand now.
And then somebody was like, he didn't say welcome back to the Basement Yard.
Yeah, you remember when people flipped out because I sat over there because I had a herpes on my lip?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let him live.
Let my herpes get hidden.
Yeah, come on.
The fuck?
Jesus.
Are those called herpes?
I mean, I think
I actually cut my lip that time.
It's technically herpes. But it's not like herpes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like everyone has herpes.
Yeah, the boy has gotten a cold sore in his life. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sue me, you know?
What are you going
to
do?
Also, I just want to say that Danny showed up on time today. Actually, like a couple minutes early. So,
yeah.
Because he showed up early, I got you a little present.
Ooh. Love dum-dums.
Dum-dums. Yeah. Okay, third grade. We're back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you're calling me a dum-dum in like a smart way.
Yeah, I guess so. In like an ironic sort of...
You're tricking me.
Yeah. This is... Here you go. You're a fucking idiot.
Wait, what's in there?
So yeah, you have...
Well, no, you know what? No, I don't want to look.
That's just dumb.
I know. But I want you to...
Imagine it was one of those things where...
Yeah, this fucking snake one.
Yeah.
Pick whatever flavor you think would be my favorite. Those are like the regular pops like you leave a doctor with, right?
It depends. By the way, doctor pops or bank pops?
Bank pops all the way.
Yo, bank lollipops are fucking fire.
Hell yeah.
What are those made out of?
I don't know, but they're fantastic.
It's insane. It's like it tastes like tit butter.
I don't want to see the lollipop before I eat it. You know, it's clear.
Yeah, I don't like clear.
And it's just green. I was like, this is frozen like juice. I don't want that.
You say frozen juice?
No, frozen juice.
Oh, juice. I heard juice. I don't know why. But those lollipops are amazing where they're like white, orange, and green.
Yes.
I'm like...
I'll fuck with that.
Yeah, every time I go make a fucking deposit or withdrawal, I'm in there just snagging fucking pops.
Snagging one of those Irish pops.
Hell yeah, but yeah. I feel weird because I feel like I'm too old now to be snagging that many pops. Like, I'll leave with three. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, why not?
You know what I'm saying? Like, while she's, like, looking down, and because I have to pay my rent in cash, so while she's, like, counting the money, I'm, like, just fucking, I'm popping. You know, popping the pops in the pocket.
Pay your rent in cash.
I pay my rent in cash.
Just gonna leave that there.
Just leave that there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well,
all right. Try to figure me out.
Try to figure out.
Figure out. Let's see. I don't want to look.
Don't look. I gotta get my hand in here. It's like a Pringle can should be this size. This makes sense.
I'm surprised there's not like a mega Pringles. I feel there's small Pringles.
Sorry. Good.
There's small Pringles, right? They have like the little one.
Those are good because you can get just your fingers in there. You could
But they never have they don't have an Extendo. Like an Extendo.
Oh, like a giant one.
Yeah.
For like birthdays.
That'd be sick.
I mean, they're already kind of big.
Yeah.
Pringles are a good size.
Whoever designed that chip to perfectly be placed on the
tongue and mouth.
Genius.
Yeah. And you can make a duck?
Yeah, come on.
You know how many ducks I've made?
Yeah. Many of ducks.
Many ducks. So here's the thing. This is like the one I have in my hand here.
Yeah.
Is a very like polarizing flavor,
right?
Of dum dum.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm not a polarizing guy.
No, but I'm saying like, people are either gonna love it. Oh, this is the wrong one actually. People are either gonna love this flavor or hate it.
Right.
And I don't mind it. All right. But this one's the best. I'm not gonna give you that one because I really want to get this right. But I'm gonna go with this one.
Blue raspberry, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Cotton candy? I hate this shit.
Stop.
I hate that one.
You hate cotton candy?
I don't hate cotton candy.
Get out of here. Here, you can have... This is the one I said. It's the best one. It's blue raspberry.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
Yeah, that's
why
good.
I popped hard for it.
You don't like cotton candy?
It's not better than blue raspberry. Please.
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying cotton candy's good. The one that I was talking about before was root beer.
I hate it.
You hate root beer?
I hate it so much.
Why?
Because it's gross. I don't like root beer to begin with.
What the fuck did you say? You don't like root beer.
I don't like root beer to begin with. I'm a cream soda guy. We've talked about this.
I know that, but I like cream soda and root beer. Who the fuck doesn't like root beer? It's one of the best sodas.
Have you ever had root beer mixed with cream soda?
No.
I never have either.
What am I, a chemist? I'm not going to mix those fucking things.
These are fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah.
Are these the ones that pop off and could cut your tongue a little bit?
No, but they are dangerous because if you suck them a little too hard, that whole ball might go right down your throat, down your windpipe, and then I'm going to have to fucking Heimlich you on the show, which would probably be, like, a lot of views.
So that would be good content.
Go ahead, suck that right down because, you know, you may or may not die. I don't know if I could, like, really do it. I don't know how to do it correctly.
Really?
The Heimlich, yeah.
Have you ever learned CPR or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely not.
That would be funny.
Learning CPR?
Yeah.
Why? Just fucking press and fucking blow on your mouth, you know?
It's a little more to it, but I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? But there's only a couple of things.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be on time more if these dum-dums are around. I've been on time the last couple of times, actually.
What?
I've been on time the last couple of times.
Oh. You haven't? Yeah. To work. Yeah.
Got really sick last week, though.
Yeah, you had like a rhino flu.
A rhino.
The fuck is that?
It's like a really bad version. It's upper respiratory infection, basically. All
right. Why do they call it the rhino?
Because
you sound like a rhino.
No. You know, rhino is Latin for nose.
Oh yeah, like rhinoplasty.
Yes.
Nice.
So it's Latin for nose, so that's what it's called. But when the doctor came to me, so first of all, this is what they did. They took a swab that was kind of like this and shoved it all the way up my nose.
Yeah.
One side, and I was like, all right, that's cool. And they were like, no, we got to do the other side. And I was like, fuck. So this is literally the noise I made. As they shoved it up my nose, I just went, yo, because it hurts, dude.
Oh, it hurts. I had, dude, in high school, my high school was when the swine flu outbreak started in my high school. Like the seniors left.
Wait a second.
You didn't know this?
Swine flu started at your school?
Yeah. We started the swine flu, bitch.
How?
So these kids... So I don't know the story, but my story is that these seniors... It was my junior year, and the seniors went to Mexico and fucked a pig. This is the part that I made up. They fucked a pig and then brought it back. And then swine flu. No, but they went to Mexico, and I guess someone got it for... I don't know how.
Probably ate like weird lettuce or something.
Or fucked a pig. And then came back and people were just getting the shit. And then I remember one dude died from it.
Wait, in your school?
No. One dude like just in life on Earth.
Yeah.
I think like in Brooklyn, he like died from it. So then it was on the front page of the Post and it was like, dude, swine flu's killing bitches. So then I was scared. And everyone was in the nurse's office. Like the line was down the block. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? They shut down my school. And then I got like a little bit of a fever, not too much of a fever, but like enough to like be like,
You're fevered up.
My face is hot.
Oh no.
You know what I'm
saying?
Your
mother must have flipped out.
You know when you get a fever and you're like, your voice becomes hot?
Yeah.
Not like sexy, but like when you talk, you're like, why is my voice just so hot?
Yeah. And your mouth tastes like shit.
Yeah. It's like a weird feeling. So I was like, fuck. So I took my temperature and I had like a 100.1 and I was like, all right, I'm not like in the danger zone, but I should probably take a Tylenol or something.
Yeah.
But then we went to the doctor because we were all like scared. Me and Keith had a fever. So, you know, I must have spit swine flu right into his throat or something.
Yeah.
You know? And we went and they swabbed us like that. Dude, when they put that thing in my nose, it felt like it hit here.
Yeah.
And then my whole face felt like it was lit on fire for a second.
Yep.
And I was just like, ah! And I pulled her fucking hand out.
Then,
oh God.
Then they said, open your mouth right after. And I was like, ugh. Like, I got caught off guard. I was like, you guys already, like, fucked my face. Like what more do you want? You want to fuck more of my face?
They wanted all three of your holes.
Yeah. I'm like, God damn, I'm getting gangbanged here. So they shoved this swab down my throat, like, to the back. And they're like, say ah. And I'm like, ah. They're like, no, say ah. Like, ah. So, so I'm like, ah.
Screaming at the fucking doctor.
Yeah, like, fucking swab me. Because I went to an urgent care. Thanks a lot. Never going to an urgent care again. They told me I had strep throat. So I'm like, oh, all right. I got strep throat. Great. This is fucking awful. And they were like, but you're fine. Go home. You'll be okay. We'll give you some antibiotics. So I was like, okay, all right. Antibiotics. Great. They were like, you won't get a fever. You'll be fine. I went to bed that night. I woke up with 102 fever.
That's definitely a fever.
Yeah. And then I texted you, and I was like, yo, I had this 102 fever. What do you think I should do? Joe just goes, hospital. Because I didn't know what I was having.
102 is hot.
And I couldn't breathe. I was coughing up phlegm and shit.
Ew.
sweating like a fucking grease pig.
Nice.
Oh, it was gross.
Sweet.
You remember that episode of Always Sunny when Frank comes out of the couch? That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Oh man.
So when I got there was a huge line. And I was like, I only know one way to get past this huge line. And it is to say you're having chest pains.
You faked chest pains?
Well, I actually did have chest pain, but it was bronchial chest pain. It wasn't like, oh, well, I'm going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was like shit like that. Yeah. Well, I still have leftover phlegm and shit. I'm like still kind of sick.
That sounded like a 90-year-old man laughing.
Yeah. Well, I'm still kind of sick, but.
You gonna throw up on me?
You heard that?
You're coughing like a third grade sick kid.
I'm sorry. I'm fine, though. I'm on amoxicillin. I'm fine.
Do you remember when third graders would get sick and they.
Yeah, they'd cough in your mouth?
Yeah, and it would like boom from their chest. Like, yeah. Ooh, ooh. And you're like, yo, why is this kid sneezing like a seal?
They sound like seal.
It's like, and you're like, yo, go the fuck home, yeah, like, Panos.
Somebody just stepped on a dog's fucking paw. What the hell was that sound? But yeah. No, they saw. I was like, yo, like my chest, and they were like, all right, let's go. So they brought me in there.
I would love that they just like threw you on a stretcher, cut open your shirt.
No, no, that's like, what, fuck, no, because when you, yo, because when you say you have heart shit, you skip the line of like broken hands and like that type of shit.
Damn, son, you don't give a fuck about broken hands.
I don't give a shit about broken hands. I broke my hand before. You know what I'm saying? It's not that bad,
I guess.
You know? So I broke my hand one time, and I listen, I know how to work the hospital system. You know what I mean? I've been there enough times.
I was going to say, I would hope so by this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was just like, oh, like my chest, and I'm like lightheaded. So they bring me in there, and they do the EKG on me. I know I'm going to be fine. But I was like, yo, like I went to the doctor earlier today, and they said I had strep throat, and I don't know what's going on. Like, and they were like, oh. So they stuck me in like this triage room. And they caught on to me, and they were like, yo, this guy's, like...
Full of shit?
Full of shit, kind of, to, like, get past the line. I was there from 9 o'clock till 2 a.m. to find out that I basically just had a bad version of the common cold. Yeah.
What did you do?
I just sat there. You can't leave until they discharge you. So they took my blood, which I almost passed out. They took my blood, I almost passed out. And I remember the lady's talking. She's like, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from. I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to pass out. So then I was like, yo. Then I was really dehydrated because they couldn't pull any blood from me, really. So then they had to put an IV in me.
Fire.
Yeah, which is fire, which was cool. Felt like fucking Thanos after they did that. I was like, yeah, it was like all the Infinity Stones. Like, I could do whatever I wanted. I was like, I could rule anything.
I don't remember the last time I got an IV.
Yeah, I did it recently. Yesterday, I went to an IV bar.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's an IV bar. So
who's this for? Like rich fucking hungover people?
Yes. That's exactly what it's for.
What's it called?
This one was called Revive.
Okay. There was one when I was working at Elite. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go and do like a piece on them. They were called like the Hangover Club or something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that one's still around.
But you could pay like top dod, and they'd show up to your crib.
Yeah.
And would fucking IV you.
Yeah.
Imagine being that rich. You pay like $600 to not have a hangover. Dude,
I know.
Just drink a glass of water.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You fucking asshole.
So it was weird when I went in there too, because I went with a buddy, and they were like, "Hey, what's up? What's going on, guy?" Like it was like a cool, like inviting environment. I was like, "You guys are gonna like put stuff in my body right now."
Yeah.
I was like, so I was a little skeptical. And they were like, yo, hey, so what's up? So like, what are you dealing with, man? Like, what's going on? I was like, well, I'm getting over a cold. They're like, oh man, you want the mega boost then, man. So it was like basically like they had like a digital fucking
screen
menu. So like there was like add-ons. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, like I'll get a vitamin E.
Boost. Subway?
You get booster shots and shit. Yeah, it was basically like that. You could like add on, get
you
more
want
pickles.
Some lettuce, some banana peppers.
Do you always get banana peppers?
Banana peppers are gross. They're not gross.
I think they're disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like them.
I don't like their name. I think those are two different things that shouldn't be the same thing.
It doesn't taste anything like a banana either.
I know, but I'm just saying like peppers, all peppers to me are just like a thing. Like
yeah.
They don't taste like anything in my opinion. I don't think they add. Like red peppers, they just taste like, they just have a texture.
No, they do.
They taste like something, but it's very minimal when it's mixed into all this shit.
Right.
It's not a dominating taste.
It's not a dominating taste. It's not a dominating taste.
Yeah.
But after the IV that I had at the Revive place, I felt like a brand new person.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was great. I mean, I would do it again, but it's expensive.
How much was it?
It was like $300.
Okay, no part of me wants to do this anymore.
All right. You also haven't been to the doctor in 37 years, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you so afraid to go to the doctor?
I'm not. I just have nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, but when's the last time you had a check? Yeah, please, for my fucking sake, too. But when's the last time you went and got, like, a checkup? Like, hey, doc, what's up? Check me out.
Well, I just got my blood taken. So, I mean... Like, because I had some shit, and we didn't know what was going on, so I did, like, an STD test, and, like, a blood test, and, like, a pee test, and, like, that all was, like, cool.
Yeah.
So, to me, I'm, you know, I go to the doctor to know if I have HIV or not, and I just found out not too long ago that I don't have it, so I'm cool.
Watch your soaps. And your laundry detergent.
What?
Like, a laundry detergent could, like, mess up your penis, I heard.
What do you mean?
Like, if you, like, say, like, a lot of people that get their laundry outsourced, like you do.
Yeah.
You don't know what detergent they're using.
Right.
So, if you wear, like, a certain underpant, you know, like you wear briefs, right? Boxer briefs.
Yeah.
So, they're tight to your dick.
For sure.
Your head's right there. You know what I'm saying? It's rubbing up against, just mad friction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a fucking high school dance.
Yeah, you're packing that cock in there. So, like, when you're packing that thing in there, it could start that rub, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and if they use the wrong soap, then
you could get little rashy, bumpy bumps on your dick.
Yeah.
And that's happened to me. What? It's actually happened to me right now.
You're bumped up?
Mm-hmm.
You got a bumpy peen?
It's not bumpy. It's just a rash from laundry detergent. It is. I went and got checked. What do you want me to do?
So you're bumped up.
I'm not bumped up. I'm rashed up.
Which is bumped.
No, it's not bumped. Nothing's raised. It's just red and, like, irritated.
I mean.
So you got a new tattoo. What's up with that?
Good deflection. Yeah, I got a tattoo on my arm.
Very cool. I was there.
It's a little slimy right now because I have some stuff on it.
He cried.
I did not cry at all.
Joe went into it like, yo, I'm going to be really tough. But there was a point where you were like, all right, this really hurts.
No.
Yes. You said it to me. You go, that one hurts. This hurts.
Well, no. And that's what I said. Because when he first started, I was looking at you, and he started. And I literally was like, I didn't think it was – I thought it was going to be worse than that.
Right.
Right? And then he just did it. And then once he was done with it, and he went over what was – when he was like – done, like it looked like this, but then he went over it to make it like darker, I guess.
Yeah.
And like that felt like you were putting a mechanical pencil into a cut.
Yeah.
So hurts. I was like, okay, that one, I was like, now this is hurting a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I felt like it was a consistent like 4.
Were you afraid at all?
No, I wasn't afraid of the process. I was afraid of like if this dude sneezed and like, yeah. You know, I was afraid of that.
Were you like more afraid of like how it would come out? Like, I mean, obviously that, but like the design too. Weren't you up to like 3 a.m. like looking at pictures and shit?
No. So I've had this idea for a tattoo for like 6 or 7 months.
Do you want to explain what it means or no?
Well, I mean, it's Roman numerals. It just says it's 2004, which is meaningful to my family and you don't need to know why. And then the I is just TSKJ, which is Thomas, Shannon, Keith, and Joey, which is me and my siblings there.
Boom.
So that's what the tattoo is. But the fonts for the little parts, I was like up thinking about which ones I wanted to get for those. And I sent you like 1,000.
Yeah.
I remember. But I wasn't sold on it. And I had just hit up the guy because my friend Tim has a tattoo. That was like really intricate and like good. And I was like, where'd you get that? So when he told me, I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm gonna hit up this guy. And I went to his Instagram and I saw someone just got Roman numerals and it was like super clean. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna hit him up. And I hit him up and I was like, hey man, like blah, blah, blah. I'm not sold on the font yet. Like, cause it didn't, this wasn't even the font at all. None of these fonts that are here, cause there's 3 different ones, were in the plans until like 3 on the night before.
One of mine made the cut, by the way.
Yeah, one of them. The J.
The J.
The J is your font.
Your J is me. I am your J.
You J'd me.
I J'd you.
Nice.
Yeah. I love when you sent me the font. Yo, Joe's the funniest texter in the world because, like, he texts like how he actually talks. So it's like, I know exactly what I'm looking at. Like, when he said it, like, when I sent him the text, he just goes, meh. And I know exactly how he said it, too. But I was like, he doesn't hate it.
Yeah, but he's not sold on
it. But he's not sold on it.
Right.
You know, meh usually means, like, I got to take a couple ganders at it. I'll mess around with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that that font actually made it.
Yeah.
That I contributed a little bit to
you
it.
You did. I like, took that font, and then I Photoshopped it a little bit. I just, like, filled it in and, like, you know, whatever. But... yeah, so I had hit this guy up, and I was like, hey, I'm thinking about this. I'm not sold on the font yet. And he goes, all right, cool. I'll see you Tuesday at 2 p.m. We'll work on it. And I was like, oh, fuck. And that was like 3 days later.
That's good, though. He made it a reality.
Yeah, he made it like, all right, I'll see you there. And I was like, oh, my God, this is happening.
Because the more you think about it, you might have bitched out.
Right, but I wasn't, like, prepared because I didn't know what I was going to do. So the night before, I was laying in bed, and I was about to fall asleep, and I was like, I can't sleep. So I got up, and I was like, I'm just going to finalize this so I could just go in there and, like, whatever. So I did, and I came.
And
this
I'm always,
was the one I fucking.
I'm always up at like 3 o'clock in the morning too. That's why. So
yeah. So this is what I settled on, and
came out great.
Yeah, I really like it.
Do
I
you
really
have
like
any regrets?
Not at all. Oh, the only thing, is the J.
Damn it!
Is right next to a freckle. If you see that, so it looks a little strange. I gotta move this out of the way, but like. You see that?
Oh, now I'm not going to be able to unsee it.
Right.
No.
So, like, obviously, when you first get a tattoo, you're always looking at it, and I was just like, oh, fuck. I wish he went over that. But he wouldn't be able to.
I can't stop seeing it now.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not that bad, though.
No, it's not.
The work is great.
No, yeah, it's perfect. I like it a lot. I think
it's
came out
your,
like...
you know, stay out of the sun.
Huh?
Stay out of the sun. Out here getting freckles and shit. Have you always had that freckle? Do you know?
I have freckles all over my body, dude. I'm a white man.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? We're freckled. Yeah.
Do you have any huge freckles?
No.
No? You have a freckle on your nose.
I have freckles on my face. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fucking cute as fuck, bro.
Thank you, dude.
You got a cute ass freckly nose, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you really do. You really do.
My nose is cute?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think you have a really good nose, bro.
I really don't like my nose.
Nah. See, I have a...
I think it... Look at this.
Nah, dude, you have like a symmetrical nose.
I think that shit is a little it like it's not bad, like it doesn't hook. Like I've seen some motherfuckers.
You've never broken your nose, huh?
No.
Thank God. I broke my nose twice.
That's, really?
If you look at my nose, it goes to the left a little bit.
Yeah, it is a little fucked.
It shattered twice.
Jesus.
Once I was playing Capture the Flag, and you know how when you're playing Capture the Flag, people are running after you, right?
I've never played Capture the Flag.
You've never played Capture the Flag?
Like in Halo, I've played it.
Wait a second. You never played Capture the Flag in gym? What did you ever have games where you would have to run to the other side, take an item, and bring it back to your side?
Oh, yeah. That's Steal the Bacon.
No, Steal the Bacon is when you got to grab a basketball and score. We've not gone over this, Joseph.
I know, but like there were...
No. There's two teams, right?
Okay.
And there's three pins.
I know Capture the Flag.
Okay, all right. So, all right. So, we don't have to explain that. But, so, this is the first time I broke my nose. I was in third grade.
Someone laid you the fuck out.
Exactly. So I'm running with the flag. I'm like, yes. But somebody who's chasing behind me, so I'm just checking how close he is to me.
Because
all they had to do was touch me with one hand, and I got to go to jail.
Right.
So I'm turning around, and the biggest, fattest kid in our class is just standing there. And I ran full speed into him, and I ran into his forehead.
Oof.
Yeah. And this thing just went. Bow! So bad that, remember the little Gatorade cups?
Yes, the green ones?
Yeah, that you would pull out in gym class
and fill
it up. That shit was filling that up with blood, yeah. Going like this. All into the shit. Cup, like 2 cups, 3 cups full of my blood coming out of my nose.
3 cups?
Yeah, but they're little cups. They're like this big.
It's 3 cups?
Yeah. So my thing was, I thought I knocked all my teeth out.
Can't have that.
Because I can't feel this part of my face at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking crying. So now they get me back there. So that was the first time I broke my nose. And the second time I broke my nose, I was playing catch in, I want to say, sixth grade baseball in the outfield. And they were taking BP. Sometimes they would take BP and we would play catch in the outfield because it was huge. There was no fence. Fucking ball just gets rocketed at me. So I go to catch the ball. I'm like, oh shit, like I have to catch this ball now. It's coming at me. The kid that I was playing catch with throws the ball and just hits me right in the face.
Ah.
Yeah, and just blew my fucking nose up again. So that's why my shit is like curved to the like left.
It is a little. Yeah, it's now, curved that, to, now
it's,
that you said that.
Yeah, it's curved to the left a little bit.
Why did we start talking about noses?
Oh, because I
have a freckly nose.
You got a freckly nose.
Yeah, you're right.
You have freckles on your penis?
No.
No? I have a birthmark on my dick.
What's the difference between a freckle and a birthmark?
I think a birthmark.
Size?
Size. Freckles are like formed by the sun. Birthmarks, you're born with them.
Like a big fucking like. Like a spot, like a dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those always kind of creep me out. Like what happened in the womb where it's like, you're just going to be doo-doo brown on this part of your arm forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Your back, your shoulder blade. I'm going to put a little piece of poop on it.
Just God just rubbed you with poop.
Speaking of birthmarks.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the video of Drew Brees? Drew Brees is a quarterback in the NFL. He was on Oprah.
Love this video.
And he sat down, when he first sat down on her couch, Oprah looks at him, and he has a birthmark on his face. And she goes, and tries to wipe it off.
Thought it was makeup.
Oprah!
Gotta do your research a little bit.
Oh my God.
The best thing with Oprah ever, too, was when
God,
she...
God, I love that bitch. Love that bitch. She's great.
Remember when she had that guy for that book, like A Million Little Fibers or something?
The fuck?
So this guy wrote a book, right? Okay. You know how Oprah used to have like book of the month, like it's Oprah's book of the month. Yeah. And like people would go, and people would go crazy for it. Like, I have to fucking buy it. It's yeah, Oprah. Yeah. Oprah's yeah. book club. So like, so they went and bought it, and she would have the writers on to be like, tell the story. And this guy like wrote this whole story about like, you know, this rising from the ashes type lifestyle, you know, like he came from nothing. Turns out he was a complete fraud. So Oprah turned this guy's book into like a bestseller. It was like the best-selling book in the country. And this guy turned out to be a fraud. And then she had him back on the show.
To after, like, after he
after died? And just fucking ripped him a new asshole. Yeah.
Wow, she's a gangster.
Yeah, she's a gangster.
Why did he agree to go on?
Because he's probably trying to save face, obviously, but... You know, Oprah's got fucking shooters probably. They're like, yo, listen, motherfucker, you're coming on this show and I'm going to destroy you.
Word.
Yeah.
You don't want to fuck with Oprah.
You don't want to fuck with Oprah. I'm afraid of Oprah a little bit. Would you say like people like that, like Oprah?
Too powerful?
Yeah. They're like cult leaders kind of.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word. Dude, I'm not saying Oprah has a fucking cult. But
have you seen?
People live and die by everything she says.
Well, yeah. When she's giving away. Like, dude, she gives away a lot of shit, obviously. Well, I don't think she even does that show anymore, right?
No, she gave it up.
So, on the Christmas episodes, people would go fucking apeshit. Like, she'd be like, today we're going to have... And then she'd announce like something like, a fucking car! And everyone in the crowd, like, dude, grown women. Oh my
God. I saw a woman about, like, pots and pans, and, like, a guy's, like, crying.
Yeah, like, people just...
I was like, yeah, anything, pots and pans!
Anything Oprah says in that voice, the crowd loses their mind.
And
we're slowly... we're gonna drop you all in a vat of acid!
Fucking go down!
Dude, they're crazy. Those people
under
are nuts.
Under your chairs, it's...
Look, and under your chairs right now is a cookbook from Rachel Ruff.
And they're like, oh my fucking God.
You see grown women lose their minds, yeah. Cry, grab onto their friends and strangers and just lose it.
I know.
It's crazy.
Like, if those shows are, like, her... It's crazy how rich she is, too.
Oh, yeah. She's a billion boy.
A billion girl. But I hear you.
It doesn't.
Oh no! You were like billion. Like she a billion boy. Like I was.
No.
Calling me.
No, I was saying billion boy. Like
she's actually a boy.
Yeah, no, she's not a boy. But it rhymed. It was billion boy.
Got it.
Here's
another thing about Oprah, right? You thought your phone was ringing?
It is.
Okay, that's fine. We'll fix it in post. Here's another thing about Oprah and like super famous people. And this is coming from a thick person himself.
Okay.
If I was super duper rich.
Celebrity trainer?
Yeah. And like a chef.
I would definitely get a chef.
Right? That's what I would do.
I was thinking about it the other day.
You were thinking about getting an actual chef?
Yeah, but I'm not.
Oh my god, that'd be so dope.
Yeah. It would be fire. Because I'd be like, yo, don't cook anything.
Did you look into the prices?
No. I don't know. Like,
you would a have nutritionist. To... Not, dude, yo.
Yeah, but I don't want to do anything.
No, you don't do anything. They come and cook for you.
They come to your place?
Yeah, nutritionist. You ever watch like those UFC fighters and shit?
Yeah, they do like delivery services.
No, they have nutritionists that come and cook for them, dude. You have more money than a lot of those guys.
Than UFC fighters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They don't make a lot of money.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, unless you're like top of the top, you could afford nutritionists for sure.
Yeah, but I think it's just unnecessary. Like, I should just do it.
Yeah, but a lot of people would say that it's not.
What?
Like, if you could afford nutritionists, why not? Yo, I had... Now, perfect question. Is it okay to use the word maid?
For who?
Like, an actual maid.
There's your answer.
Well, I don't use it.
What do you say?
Cleaning person. Cleaning lady. Cleaning lady.
See, cleaning lady and maid, like, I think cleaning lady is almost more
derogatory?
In a way, it feels demeaning.
What about cleaning professional?
That just seems like overkill.
All right, so where are we settling here?
Are you a professional cleaner?
Do you use maid?
I don't use maid.
I think maid's a little fucked up.
I do have a guy. He doesn't come here. He's came here once, but in my old apartment, he would come every 2 weeks. I would just call him Jerome because that was his name.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, Jerome's coming. Cleans my apartment. But I'm not over here being like, yo, maid, cleaning guy.
Jerome's coming. Cleans my apartment.
Cleans my apartment.
I think maid is a derogatory word. Is this where we are in society?
I don't think maid's derogatory. Maid?
Maid services.
It's a maid.
Yeah. I feel weird.
Why?
I just feel weird calling somebody a maid. Like, you're my maid? How about this? Do you feel weird when someone comes to clean your house? These are first world problems. When somebody comes to clean your house, like telling them what to do, kind of?
I don't have that problem. But I do remember the first times that Jerome came, I would also be cleaning because I felt weird to be like,
me too.
I'm just gonna work and you're gonna clean around me. I'd be like, I also have to help.
Yeah, that happened to me too. I was like, oh, like I'll turn the Roomba on. She was like, what?
She's like, I am the Roomba. Yeah, I'm here to clean your floors.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, all right. Yo, I played MLB The Show while someone cleaned my house. It was fire.
Yeah, I mean.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, you know what it is? I don't think maid is derogatory. I think, why would that be? That is a legitimate, like.
Profession.
Yeah, it's a profession. Like, yeah. who's the people that come and clean your hotel rooms? Those are maids. They're maids.
Housekeepers.
Housekeeping. You see a house? I see a hotel room.
Yeah. I hear you. You know what I always thought sounds really derogatory, but it's not? Jew.
It is and isn't.
No, I don't think it is.
I think it matters how you say it.
No, but they say like, hey, we're Jews.
Yeah, because they're Jewish. But if someone's like, you fucking Jew, then it's different. You know what I'm saying? Then it becomes derogatory. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It is and isn't.
It's what is, yeah, I guess.
Like if someone was like, you fucking Italian, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, I wouldn't take it like, oh.
That's what I'm saying, but the Jew thing.
You think they would? I don't think so.
What? I honestly, this is a crazy statement, but I had never met a Jewish person.
I don't know how that's possible living in Queens.
Right. I had never met a Jewish person until I worked at Elite Daily, which was when I was 21.
Yeah.
So I didn't meet a Jew. That's not true. That's not true.
You've dabbled with Jews before?
I have dabbled with Jews before.
Dances with Jews, the Joe Santagato story.
Yeah, I have dabbled with Jews, but I wasn't like not like Hasidic Jews.
You never had like an inner circle like one of your best friends that's a Jew.
No,
I grew up with Jews.
I didn't. I this is so funny.
I was surrounded by Jews growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I knew of people. Like Frankie went to a high school where it was like, I wouldn't say predominantly Jewish, but there was a lot of Jewish people in it. So mm-hmm. I knew that he knew Jewish people, but I didn't know any.
Yeah.
You know, personally, like I wasn't friends with them. I didn't go to school with anyone who was Jewish. So I just, you know, whatever. But I remember I asked my boss when I worked at Ali because he was Jewish. And I'm like, is a Jew offensive? And then he gave the same answer I did, which is where I got my answer. Because right. He was like, it isn't if you're just saying like, you know, whatever, Jew. I don't know.
Right.
But if you're like, fuck it. Drop that hard J on somebody.
You dropped a hard J, dude.
What, me?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Oh, I mean, I did it for...
Right. For dramatic effect, but, you know.
Yeah, like, that is the difference.
But I just feel like, you know, like, we've dabbled with it. Like, you've dabbled with Jews.
Right.
That it is, like, overly sensitive, like with words nowadays and stuff. How do you feel about, like, kids shows dabbling on like real life issues?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah. Well, you saw that Arthur, Mr. Ratburn's gay. And he got married on an episode to his partner.
Arthur the Aardvark show?
Yeah. The
That show's still on?
Yeah, 22 seasons the show's been on.
Dude. I mean, I wasn't a big Arthur guy.
Really?
Yeah, like I remember it. You know what I'm saying?
You might.
What was the double D? What was her name? DJ? It was an acronym.
His sister.
Yeah. Something with a D.
Oh, it was DW, bro.
DW.
DW was a fucking bitch, dude.
Yeah.
She was the worst.
Yeah.
Hated that bitch.
Yeah, I didn't like her either. But I do remember the show a little bit.
Binky Barnes.
The fuck is that?
That was the bully.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, see.
You
remember Mr. Ratburn, though.
Yeah, I'm very, like, I don't... Remember, I wouldn't remember him like, oh, it makes sense he's gay, you know?
There's one thing that he was a little bit gay about, and it was cake.
Gay for cake?
Yeah, like, he would come in and be like, do I smell cake? And, like, kind of like a...
Flamboyant sort of way.
Yeah, a little gay voice, kind of.
See, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know.
Well, anyway.
So he's gay now.
He's gay now.
Right, so he came.
Well, he's been gay the whole time.
Well, yeah.
But do you think
children should have gay people?
No, like have like, yeah, I guess.
Should there be gay,
openly gay characters on like cartoons?
Like, should Dora the Explorer like one day become a les?
Or like, you find a les, like, can you see the lesbian? That's right. She's right here.
Yeah. I'm like, Blue's Clues. You got to find out all the clues.
It's the mail that never fails. It makes me want to wear my tail. And you're going to want to wear a mail.
Used to crush Blue's Clues back in the day. Yeah. Those shows are so weird where it's like, do you see the dog? And there's a dog right there. And I'm like, yeah, it's right fucking there. Get it.
Yeah.
There it is.
I hate him.
Where's the clue? It's the blue paw on the fridge.
And then Dora sometimes like rattle off some like quick Spanish shit. I'm like, hold up, whoa, we didn't learn that yet.
Back it up, Dora.
She went, oh, yo quiero me dizio on that. I'm like, yo, hold up.
Yeah. It's like, bitch, I'm not on that page.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
I just started Rosetta Stone.
Yeah. I'm not there yet, Dora. Slow down, you blinking bitch.
Yeah.
Big staring at you. Big blinker.
Fucking Dora stares at you. It's crazy.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. Now she's I'm afraid. I can't look at anything else but her.
Do you want to go to the jungle?
No.
She's like, I don't know. Not with you, you fucking... Crazy little bitch.
Back.
Another
thing I had about cartoons is like...
Wait, hold on. I was going to say, I think the Marvel Universe is coming out with like a gay character or something.
So do you think it's necessary for them to do that?
Unnecessary?
Necessary.
Personally, I don't really like care either way.
Right. Because, just kick ass.
Yeah. Yeah, like so.
Suck ass, kick ass, do whatever you want. Suck ass, so, I don't care.
I'm in.
As long as you're kicking ass.
As long as there's ass in the equation, you could suck, fuck, or kick it, man. But it's gonna happen.
I don't need you to be like,
let's defeat Thanos though.
Yeah. You don't have to be like, I'm so-and-so man. I'm also gay. Let's fight.
Yeah, I know,
it's
right?
It's like, if you're gay, you're gay,
just
dude.
That's what I'm saying. Just be gay.
Just be gay, dog.
You
don't got gay superpowers.
I was going to say, I'm not on either side of it. Like, when Endgame came out, no part of me was like, you know, there should have been a gay person in here.
Right.
And also, when the news came out that like we're going to be putting a gay person and a gay superhero a part of this universe, like I didn't go like, all right, come on. They got to be a part of everything.
Yeah, fuck.
You know, there's like those people that are just like, oh my God, they want it all. It's like, dude, it's superheroes.
We can't
grow up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like enough.
Yeah.
Like I hate when people have that
just
reaction.
Don't name him Gay Man.
Yeah, that would be overkill.
Let's just not do that.
Yeah.
Or like Lesbo. You know what I mean? Like that. Just let him be gay.
Yeah.
And just have no superpowers that are gay. Like, do you have to have a gay superpower to be a gay superhero?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Just do it up. What were you going to say about cartoons?
Oh, do you think that... I hate when cartoons have like animals in them, and then there's other animals that are like dumber than those animals. Like an animal will have like a pet.
Oh,
like Goofy and Mickey Mouse
were animals,
but they had Pluto, who couldn't talk. Why couldn't Pluto talk? Was he like stupid?
Wait, Goofy was a fucking idiot, dude.
He's Goofy.
So I'm saying.
But he could still talk.
I know.
Why can't Pluto talk? You ever thought about that?
We're going to have to write a letter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, why you got chain him up? It's kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't like this.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, what the fuck were Goofy in them? Like, are those like...
I heard that Goofy's not a dog.
Yeah, what is that thing?
I don't know, but he's like a cow, I think.
He's a cow.
I think Goofy's a cow.
He's a skinny ass cow.
Yeah, I think he might be a cow.
But like, I think dogs outrank cows.
That's
in
what
the
I
world.
Think. Yeah, like more people.
Like it should be dogs and a fucking cow. Like yes. That would make more sense to me.
I'd be more because
they outrank them.
Yeah, I'd be more down with a dog than a cow.
Like if dolphins talk and monkeys talk in shows, I get that. Those are smart ass animals. But you can't have a fucking seahorse and shit owning dogs.
Yeah.
And they could talk, but the fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can't have that. Also, I don't appreciate in Finding Nemo, the fish are all good, but that fucking turtle sounds like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Turtles can live to 1,000. Yeah. Those are wise creatures. That's well documented. I've watched Mad Discovery Channel. So why is this turtle gotta be the idiot? If anything, clown fish would be dumb, you clown.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie, yo.
Yeah, yeah, word.
Fuck that movie.
Also, Finding Dory, super trash.
Whoa, really?
Super trash. You ever see it?
That's the thing, haven't.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo?
Fire.
Liked it.
Loved it. Finding Dory, super trash.
Yeah?
Thought it was garbage. Garbaccio, basura.
They probably paid Ellen out the anus for
that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big Ellen guy.
Yeah, I like Ellen, too. I like Ellen, too.
But Ellen crushed it. Her wife's like a smoke.
Yeah, she is.
And her show is like really good. She like helps out people and shit. They kind of go. She's kind of like the modern day Exhibit. Like, you remember when Exhibit, like we talked about fucking Pit My Ride.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't know. I kind of like trees. And it's like, dog, we put 10,000 trees in your car. Your car's made of tree.
Yeah.
And he would just go super over the top. Like, I feel like she does that too with people who go viral. Like, it's like the damn Daniel kids with the Vans. She's like, all right, now you're getting like 10,000 pairs of Vans for your life. It's like, whoa.
We don't need that.
We don't need 10,000 Vans.
No.
Donate this. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think you would be a good talk show host?
Absolutely not. Unless it was on like
HBO or something. Yeah.
Then I could do it.
I don't think I could dial it back.
I have no idea. I have one speed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
I can't.
And
just,
it includes fuck.
And it definitely includes fucking shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I just screamed Jew before. That definitely would take us off air.
Absolutely. They run the business. it's funny because it's true. So like Mr. Rapper and getting married and being gay, like on a kid's show.
I'm cool with it.
But it's like, it would be a weird show to not watch with your parents first.
I see. Here's the thing.
Because if I'm a 5-year-old kid and I'm watching an episode, I'm like, damn, what the fuck was that? Then I look at my mom and dad.
You wouldn't even know it was weird.
No, because it's like.
How old are 5-year-olds?
Because you got to remember how people used to, like 10. Fifth grade? Oh, I thought you said fifth grade.
Oh, I thought.
I thought you said fifth grade. How old are 5-year-olds to 10?
I don't know, 10?
I thought you said fifth grade. My bad. No.
Oh, fuck.
But, like, you got to think about it. It's like, yo, even the way, like, you talk about babies now has to change. Because, like, because remember, it's like, you know, like, it's when, like, how are babies made? It was always like, when a mommy and a daddy, like, they love each other. Then they, like, rub each other and, like, they take their clothes off and, like, they do this. And, like, I'm like, oh, all right. But, like, even that, like, kind of has to change now.
I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
Why? Dude, it's a child.
Yeah, but what if
women sit here and go through every fucking combination of how you can get it?
What if you have a surrogate?
What if
you're a surrogate
baby?
That's
what I'm saying. I got to explain surrogates to my kid. Fuck that. I learned about surrogates when I was like 24.
How are babies? You learn in school.
How are babies learn? It's like, all right, let me get my notebook because there's 5,000 different ways you get a baby. It's like, well, you have to have good credit and
don't have a felony. Didn't want to
have
to go to the gym anymore.
If you don't have a felony, you could just go pick one up.
Yeah.
On the house.
Did we talk about on here if you adopted a kid, would you tell him?
Yeah, I would tell him.
I
would tell him too. We got to get to the sponsor. So yeah. Let me go get my laptop. Danny, entertain the masses.
Skidadoo, scrubbity dum, rump dum dum dum, scoobity doo, scoop dap da, scrubbity doo, scrumpy dum dum, dubbity doo, skip scop scop,
scubbity. Shut up!
Tap dancing here. Sorry.
Here we go. Hey, by the way, just for no reason, not a big tap guy. Don't like tap.
I don't and then there's weird like versions of tap. There's like tap and then there's like jazz tap.
I was watching a dance show.
Yeah.
It was like the battle of dance, one of those battle dance shows. And these two girls came out and they did like hip hop tap. Ugh. I was like, this could go.
Yeah.
I can do without that.
How do you feel about like white acoustic covers of rap songs? I can't stand
them. Oh my God. When fucking white girls are sitting in their bedroom, they're
like, I want to be a baller, shot caller. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Fuck up some commas. Yeah. I'm like, get the fuck out. Stop this, Bethany.
Yeah, please. Take your ukulele and play some fucking Jesus. Somewhere Over the Rainbow or
something. That's
some
what I'm
shit.
Saying. Play Somewhere Over the Rainbow or like, Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying. You know that song?
Yes.
That song is fire, son. That shit is fire.
Yeah. Ukuleles and like mandolins are like only for Lumineer songs. Please stop making like hip hop versions of them.
Yeah, it's a rap.
You guys got everything. Just let other people have some stuff, please.
You guys have everything. All right, let's get to the sponsors here. The first one we have is Harry's. Harry's Razors. The Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to simplify. They've received over 20,000 5-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. No idea what Trustpilot is, but I trust anything.
I know what Trustpilot is. It's legit.
Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Okay, half the price here. We're cutting it in half. And if you do the math correctly, Danny, what is that in percentage?
Don't know.
50%.
Got it.
All Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Okay, I've used Harry's in the past. I love Harry's razors. They're great. And also a good gift for anybody.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Shave your body.
Body hair's out.
Right. I mean, it's in some places. Definitely have to be out in other places. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I meant.
Right now, you can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted handle, a five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover.
Mm.
Listeners of the show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/basement. Again, that is harrys.com/abasement. Let me say that again. harrys.com/basement.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where it go redeem your trial set. Go sign up with Harry's.
harrys.com/basement.
There you go. Good job, Danny.
Got it.
We have a new sponsor today.
Yep.
We have dave.com.
Fuck with Dave.
Which listen, I'll be honest with you. Before I was approached by Dave, I didn't know them. Danny, however, is a big Dave advocate.
Big fan of Dave. Me and Dave are boys.
When you hear what Dave is, you'll know why. So basically, if you are like most people, you don't really look at your bank account balance like every 5 seconds. usually I used to do that when I first got a bank account. Like, oh my God, I have $18. Yeah. Like it was like awesome. But anyway, the moment you see you're going to be overdrawn, it's too late. You can end up spending $37 on a cup of coffee thanks to bank fees, which I've done that before. Where yeah, it's like dude. You pay for something and it's like, oh, by the way, $40 was just drawn from your account because you have no money left.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So Dave is the number one budgeting app in America because it saves you money from overdraft fees and it tells you about upcoming bills and can advance you $75 from your next paycheck with no credit check and no interest. So basically, you can just get $75 so you can pay this off.
Yep.
And then pay for it.
I used it many times. I'll tell you an example. I was at a bar. And I was like, hey, what's up? I just bought an engagement ring. A lot of money.
Tons of money.
Tons of money. So I was like kind of out of money at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, man. I really hope that I don't go to swipe for this.
And it doesn't
work. I hate that. So, yeah. So I was like, you know what? Let me hit up Dave through the Dave app. Mm-hmm. Use that. Got $75. Paid there. Got out of there.
That's fire.
Shout out to Dave.
Get the Dave app and just for $1 a month. That's $12 a year, if you do the math. Danny?
Checks out.
There you go. If you need cash fast, they will advance you $75 in just 90 seconds. So, there you go.
Who doesn't love money in 90 seconds?
How long is 90 seconds?
A minute and a half.
There you go. Whoa. We're on fire today. Mark Cuban, very smart guy, owns the Dallas Mavericks.
Very rich guy, too.
Billionaire. He's an investor in Dave because he got crushed by overdraft fees in his 20s, and he wants you to never pay for an overdraft fee ever again. Go to dave.com/basement. It really helps the show if you let them know you heard about them here. And then download Dave and never pay for another overdraft fee ever again. It's immediate savings, so go now, dave.com/basement. It's spelled just like it sounds, dave.com/basement. So there you go. Okay, helping the masses is what we're doing.
Helping the masses. You know what I'm saying? Hey, well, maybe you got a phone bill coming up. Need a little extra cash.
It's okay.
I want you to try and say a sentence as quietly as possible. I want to see if I can get it.
You want me to whisper a sentence?
Yeah.
Into the microphone.
Yeah. I got to close my eyes. Well, no, do the first one with open eyes.
Okay, hold on. No, I'll just cover my mouth.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to think of a good sentence. Here we go. Okay.
Dude, I didn't hear any of that. You got to do that again one more time.
Okay.
Take some time in between words so people at home can try and do it too.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's so hard to whisper. Okay. I know.
Especially into a microphone.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
Go.
I'm laughing at how focused you are.
I'm closing my eyes now. Like focus.
Okay.
My butthole needs cleaning?
Very close.
Damn, what'd you say?
My pussy is bleeding.
Oh, all right. It's pretty, all right. You want to try?
It's kind of, yeah, go ahead.
I'll save you from that one.
Okay, so I should close.
Oh, that's another question I want to ask you, but we'll do it again. All right.
Which one? Okay, hold on. I slept top bunk with monkeys. Is there monkeys?
Yeah, I said I play hopscotch with monkeys.
Oh, I heard top bunk.
That's pretty good, though.
I heard monkeys.
Yeah.
Got the monkey.
Yeah. You got that.
I never miss a monkey.
Never.
I always get the monkey. Oh, God. Wait, what were you going to ask me?
I'm still sick. Sorry. No, I was going to ask you. I just got over being sick. Do you you want this lollipop?
I was going to say.
I'm sorry. I just got over being sick. Do you think men or women are better at being sick?
Probably women.
I agree.
Because they have more practice.
What? It's usually you saying what.
What? I'm usually confused.
That was a rare what moment from me.
I think they get more practice because I feel like, you know, they get their period. That's kind of like being sick.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like...
I really hope that's not offensive. I don't think it is.
What? I'm on their side. The fuck is it offensive to?
Yeah.
Guys, fuck you. I don't give a shit. And I am a guy. I'm covered on all bases here.
I think girls are better at being... Yo, when I'm sick, I'm a fucking baby.
Yeah, me too. Because I rarely get, like, actually sick.
Yeah.
So when I do, I'm like, this is the worst. Because I'm not used to being sick. You know? Like, I'm not... I usually am, like, pretty healthy for the most part.
Yeah, like, I put a lot into work, though. Like, when I'm sick, I'm like, okay, you got me, like, water. You got me, like, my medicine. Like, my inhaler. It's, like, right next to me.
Yeah.
I'm a huge baby. I'm terrible to be sick around.
I just think that women, since they have to deal with, like, periods and whatnot, they are used to... They have to go to work still, and they still have to, like... You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, they're tough, at, like, dealing with, like, yo, my body hurts, and, like... I'm sweating for no reason.
Yeah.
And I got... My fucking shit is leaking, dog.
Yeah.
But I still have to get these papers done.
When you have a period, is it, like, so bad that it could, like, run down your leg?
I mean, if you just stand spread eagle with nothing to...
But I don't know, like, how, like, heavy it comes out. You know what I mean? I'm being honest.
I think a tampon or a pad would suffice.
They would, but say you didn't have one.
Oh, then I think you're...
Does it like...
I think there's blood...
It does go down your leg?
There will be blood.
There,
as Daniel Day-Lewis once said. There will be blood.
I abandoned my child. I abandoned my boy.
Boy!
Give me the blood, Lord. Give me the blood, Lord. Let me go home.
You know? Yes. Yeah, I think that runs down your legs.
I wonder what it would be like... To like, do you think there's going to be a way one day where men can actually feel what it's like to have a period?
Feel a period?
Yeah, like you should be able to take a pill and like feel what a period feels like.
Well, you could feel birth. There's that machine that does like muscle contractions for you.
Really?
You never knew this?
No.
There's a machine. I saw like...
You know what? Maybe I did actually. I think I've heard something like that.
I think it
was
like BuzzFeed or one of them. They had like a bunch of like... quirky guys like, oh, today we're gonna find out what it's like to be a woman.
Yeah.
And they like get strapped up and then they do like muscle contractions.
Yep.
Which like, I'm not doing that.
No, I don't want to do that.
Dude, I was born a guy and I get the ultimate pass. Like, I don't have to experience birth. Why would I sign up for that?
I feel like if I was a woman, I wouldn't want men to be able to experience birth. Like, I could be like, that's our thing.
And I was like, that's mine, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, like, fuck you.
Why are you going to have everything?
So you want to feel it and be like, oh, it's not that bad?
Yeah, which it is probably.
Yeah, fuck you.
Dude.
I don't care what machine you strap to yourself. That shit is not going to feel like a gaping hole in your vagina.
Yeah, because not only is it the contractions that hurt, but the fucking baby that slides out, that rips your ass.
Yeah,
it
does.
And your vagina's... And your pussy and your uterus and whatever word you want to use.
And hit the stitch your butt.
It's all just shredded. Yep. Shredded wheat. You're not the same for months. And then your hormones are all fucked up. Some people get postpartum. It's all fucking crazy.
I know. Did you see the thing about there was a developer? This was another thing I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
As enthusiasts of video games, you and I,
okay,
our whole lives, you would say, right?
Sure.
A developer of the new Mortal Kombat game came forward and said that he had post-traumatic stress disorder. He got sentenced. He got diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder from working on the game because they had to look at a lot of bloody images, like realistic, like anatomy, like if someone gets like shot in the head, what it looks like.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he got diagnosed with that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think video games can attribute to, one, a child's behavior, and two, to the point where it actually messes with like a child's like brain chemistry? Suck on that one.
Hmm. Is this the age-old question of do violent video games make kids violent?
Yeah, but like... Even older people, because I feel like the video game industry is very, it's geared towards an older audience now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it can affect older people to be violent as much as you could, like people would say it's kids? I love when I ask good questions.
I really don't think so.
Damn it.
I really don't know. It's a good question. No, but I really don't think so, only because in my experience and everyone I know's experience, it isn't that, because I've been playing violent video games my whole life. And now I know I'm just one person.
Right.
And maybe I'm not the majority, I'm the minority in the situation, I don't know. But I really don't think so. I do think playing a lot of video games does something to your behavior.
I would think so.
You know, maybe it makes you
a recluse,
or it makes you just like a very isolated person, which I think that also,
I think, is what a recluse is.
Well, yeah. Well, like I'm saying, it makes you,
isn't it a spider?
What's up?
Isn't there a spider called a recluse? Like a brown recluse?
You're on your own on that one.
All right, keep going. I'm sorry.
Not really.
I'm a scatterbrain guy. I'm
not an arachnid kind of guy.
That's a good ass word, dog. Like fuck yeah.
Ain't spiders. Those are arachnids, dog.
Yeah, that ain't a spider, dog.
Yeah, but I think that being like secluded and isolated, that does something to your behavior also, especially if you're a kid and like you're screaming at video games.
Yeah.
Maybe that makes your temper like worse. Shit like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it makes you like, since you play Call of Duty, you're going to shoot people now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think those two
coincide like that.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I think people are like born more susceptible though to be like fucked up by like graphic images and shit.
Well, that's different because right. I don't even like looking at shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember, do you remember?
Dude, I saw the video of that guy fall off that crane. Did you see that?
Hmm?
You don't even want to see it. Like a meth head, like, climbed a crane and like fell to his death. Dude, he hit the ground so hard that all of his teeth flew out of his head.
You saw that?
Yeah. It was on Twitter.
You saw a man hit the floor?
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah, see, I don't want to see stuff like that.
Yeah.
It makes me shake. Like, there was a video one time that I saw. Do you remember back in the day when all these things would come out? It was like Two Girls, One Cup was like the start of it.
Is this the one when the guy put the jar up his asshole?
So, it's not.
And it broke in his ass?
Yeah, that one I find to be extremely impressive, actually.
Yeah, that one actually fucked me up, though, for like a couple of days.
Fucked your ass up?
Yeah, it did. It kind of scared me.
There was a video, who don't know, I don't know what it's called, it's something in a jar, something like a guy in a jar or something like that, and a guy sat on a mason jar, and it broke once it submerged inside his ass, and he just picked out pieces of glass from his ass, and he was bleeding, but he never made a sound, which I found to be impressive.
Yeah.
He didn't go, oh no, or nothing. He was just like, okay. Now I just fish these out. Yeah, and I saw that. But do you remember the Pain Olympics?
Yes.
There was a video of a guy like chopping off his own dick.
Yes, but with a screwdriver. The one where you put the screwdriver in it was doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how real those are.
I don't know how real those are either.
Those could be just like dead bodies that they're doing that to. But anyway, so it's like fucked up videos like that would leak when we were kids. And there was another video that I remember. It was something in a hammer, and it was like in like the Ukraine or Croatia or something.
Always some crazy place.
And there was like three kids who like killed a homeless guy, but it was on video, and they were like torturing him.
Oh.
And that was the last thing I saw where I was like, I never want to see anything like this again, because it made me it physically made me shake. Like, they were doing fucked up stuff to him. Like, they were like stabbing him with a screwdriver and like in his eye and shit. Ugh. Like, it was hitting him with a hammer in the head. Like, it was really like,
it was awful.
It was fucked up. Yeah. It was really bad.
The worst one, because I got turned off to those videos as well. I mean, this one just happened to pop up on my fucking Twitter feed, the one with the guy falling, but there was this guy in like Italy or something that like he brought home some guy and was like video, he drugged him and was like videotaping himself. He cut his head off and then like had sex with his head.
You saw this?
Yeah. It was terrifying. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Don't watch it. That's the only thing. It's like, yo, that's why the
episode started out funny.
Yeah. No, but it's like, I feel like there's people out there that like watching that shit.
I think people
But that's what I'm saying. Does that coincide with like their upbringing? Nah. Or are you born like that?
Well, you went out of your way to watch it.
Yeah.
So, there's a curiosity. Like, whenever someone dies.
It's like voyeurism, kind of.
Sort of. But it's like, whenever someone dies, the first question everyone asks is, like, how? Because you want to know how.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's like, they're dead. So yeah. It's like, that's it. But it's like, okay, how? Or, like, if someone's like, oh, they OD'd. Like, which drug? Right. Like, people want to know.
Yeah.
Or, like, they killed themselves. How'd they do it? Like, they just want to know. And it makes the scene that much, like... Like, we don't enjoy... I don't enjoy knowing why people committed suicide or like, how they committed suicide, but for some reason, I want to know.
Right.
You know? And I don't know what that is, but I really don't think it's, like, demonic or anything like that. Like, dude, I just watched the Ted Bundy thing with Zac Efron.
Yeah, first of all...
Zac Efron?
Kind of a good-looking guy, like, if you're going to be a disgusting person.
Well, Ted Bundy is supposed to be, like, a good-looking
Apparently
guy.
Apparently, he was handsome. I don't know that.
It wasn't my type. I saw videos of him. I'm not, you know...
No.
But, in that, yo, that, not in the one you'll see on Netflix, because the one you see on Netflix, there was a lot of bad backlash because it was just like, they left so much shit out. Like, they didn't show him killing anybody.
That's terrible. I don't want to watch it then.
Yeah. But the Ted Bundy thing, that guy was fucking insane. And I think this is just like a chemical imbalance in the brain.
You gotta be born that way, right?
Yeah, I think so. And there's signs when you're younger. And a lot of them are abused too, like by their parents and like, that fucks you up as a kid.
Upbringing, and then if your family's crazy, odds are you're going
to
be crazy.
Right, and there's like little signs that like if your kid plays with fire, he likes to burn shit, or he kills animals and stuff. It's like, well, there's a good chance this guy's going to cut someone's head off and fuck it. You know what
I'm saying? But like, there is like a reason, like, listen, when we were 12, we were playing GTA. We weren't supposed to be playing it legally.
I was banging virtual hookers in my car.
I know.
And spraying the sidewalk with a machine gun.
Are you going to let your kid do that? Because we're going to be the first... era, really, that's like when GTA 9 comes out and we got kids, we're gonna know what GTA is.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna let them play it?
Yeah,
you'll let them play GTA.
It depends how old he is. Like, I was pretty not sheltered, but like,
you were sheltered though in a good way.
I was, but I also was open to a lot of things. Like, when I was in fourth grade, my parents were like, go wherever the hell you want, just be back at 6:30.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they were sheltering in other ways where, dude, I didn't see Kate Winslet's tits until I was like 20. Because every time that scene would come up in Titanic, my dad would make me leave the room or turn around and face the wall.
Turn around for 45 seconds.
Yeah. So I never saw that nude scene in Titanic until I was like 20, and it was like on. I was like, yo, I'm fucking waiting to see these fucking nipples.
Fuck yeah, nipples. And they were worth it. You want to see that steamy hand?
Yeah, and they were worth it. They were sharp. She's got some pointy nips.
Yeah, she got some sharp nips on her.
Yeah, those things could cut diamonds.
She gets banged in like every movie she's in, I feel like.
She's got a very bangable appearance, I guess.
I guess so. But all right, so are you going to let your kids watch like... movies like that? Like, you're not gonna let your kid be 13 watch like Pulp Fiction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're like, you gotta keep your kids away at a certain point.
Yeah,
but I don't know, there's a constant
our
struggle.
Parents didn't really know what Grand Theft Auto was, though.
It was new, so they didn't.
Yeah, like, we're gonna know.
My parents were cool with it. Like, they let us get all the games.
Well, you also don't kill people.
Well, yeah, I think it really has to do with parenting.
Yeah, like, if my kid's showing signs of like kind of being nuts, odds are I'm probably not gonna let any video games in the house.
Yeah, and also you probably should be a better parent.
Yeah. Or get rid of the kid somehow.
Yeah, just get a new one. Or get rid of the kid somehow.
Here's another question I had. I just watched The Act on Hulu. All right, so The Act on Hulu is about a true story of
Munchausen's.
Yes. She killed her mom. No spoilers. It's a true story. Fuck you. So she hired like her online boyfriend to kill the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was Munchausen's by proxy, basically. Should that girl go to jail?
Yeah.
She got 10 years. I agree she should go to jail. She killed somebody. But do you think 10 years is too much, too little, just right? What do you think? Because the guy that actually killed her got life.
Yeah. He killed a person.
Right.
He was basically a hitman.
Right. But if you kill somebody on your couch right here, God forbid, and I'm here, I can get life too. Because I'm here. I can get charged with first degree murder or whatever too.
Mm-hmm.
But Do you think 10 years is a good amount of time for, like, her pain and suffering of what she went through? That's where it gets weird.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's the right amount of time. I don't know anything. I don't know. Right. I don't know the law enough to know that. What I do know is, no matter what, because I wouldn't murder anybody,
right?
No matter what they did, unless they killed someone that I know, then I'll go to jail. Like, gladly, I will kill you.
Yeah.
But if whatever, someone calls you harm and like whatever your whole life and like, you know what I'm saying?
I will kill you.
People think I'm crazy when I say stuff like that.
No, it's not. I would kill somebody too.
Like, yeah, if someone killed one of my family members, like, see ya, I'm killing them. Like, I'm going to jail. Like, I'll be fine. Yeah. But that guy's dying. Anyway, so I think that the whole idea is the rehabilitation thing with jail, which I think is kind of bullshit. But anyway, I think that if a person has like the wherewithal to come up with a plan, like a premeditated murder.
Right.
You know? Like, she didn't just like flip out because she was getting abused and stab her in the throat and kill her.
Right.
She like, it was a calculated thing.
Yeah, she was like, text me when you're here. She went and bought the knife. You know, like, she planned it with this guy and like planned an escape and like.
So I think that kind of makes her like
a little maniacal.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she justified in that? Some would say.
Right.
Because her mom did a horrible thing her entire life.
Yeah.
By the way, for those who don't know what Munchausen by proxy
is. Yeah, I was like, going to say, yeah.
It's basically she told her daughter.
She had leukemia.
That she was sick. She had all these things. Yeah. And
cerebral palsy, that she couldn't walk.
And she was in a wheelchair. And then I believe at some point she became aware of what was going on. And then her mom kept telling her, like, just keep going along with it, because they were getting on TV, they were getting donations, they were getting all this stuff.
Yeah.
They were getting very popular. So she was like, continue to be sick. Like, she would shave her head and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Make
like,
her look sick as shit.
Yeah, like, it was fucked up what she was doing to her. And if you've seen It, the first It, not the old one, the one that just came out with, like, the kids and shit, with, like, Finn Wolfhard or whatever, there's a little case of that in the movie. Where the mom keeps giving that one kid like pills or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not sick, fuck you.
Yeah. But so that's what she was doing her whole life. So I mean, like I said, I think that she should go to jail, absolutely.
But not for life, though.
Yeah, maybe not for life, but
right.
I mean, again,
it's a touchy subject, but it's like, yo, like that mom abused the shit out of her for mad long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. You see the It 2 trailer?
Dude, that movie's gonna be so scary.
Fucked up. You see that fucking crazy naked bitch running across the kitchen? I was like, chill.
Yo, so you know the movie The Visit?
Yes.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah.
That movie, I didn't think the movie was that great. It was good. It was good. But the reason why it was so fucking scary is because there's old women running.
Yeah.
I like when old women run at speeds that are too fast for the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And in that It trailer, bitches are moving like cockroaches and moving their I don't like that shit. It scared me a lot.
Terrifying.
And it's also going to be way worse than the first one, because the first one was funny at times.
Yeah.
It was still a scary movie, but it was like funny at times. Like, there was a lot of comedic relief or whatever.
They also left out the gangbang too.
Yes, there's supposed to be a gangbang at the end of It. That's how they like.
Stephen King is a sick bastard.
Yeah, he must have been just like doing tons of D-rugs
at
the time. But yeah, in the books, the kids they all fuck the redhead.
Yeah, to like save them, to purify themselves or something.
Yeah, which is not true. Just like it's not gonna happen. Yeah, the second one, I think, because now it's adults, I think they can get way more fucked up.
Yeah, it's because
they're not
gross.
Gonna make like kids do crazy fucked up stuff, but like this one's gonna be fucking crazy, man.
Yeah,
and Skarsgård is fucking awesome at being It.
Oh yeah, he's great.
He's so good.
He's great. You know he's an alien.
Hey, what?
The clown.
Oh, he's an alien.
Yeah, in Stephen King's universe, he's an alien.
I thought he was just like a spirit.
No, he's like an alien spider or some shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Look it up. Confirmed.
Look it up, losers.
Losers. Nah, but That's another thing too, though. We go and see scary movies and we see people get killed. Like, why do we like watching that shit?
I think people like just being scared because it gives you an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Makes you feel alive.
Without the actual fear of dying.
I guess.
Yo, people are weird, dude.
Yeah, humans are strange. Like, we like stuff like that. It's like, oh my God. Then there was like the scene.
Even Game of Thrones, though. It's like, yo, we want to watch so many people die.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yo, that's so funny about Game of Thrones because everyone's complaining like, oh my God, the main characters are still here. Cut someone's fucking head off.
Yeah. It's like, dude.
Yo, you want to see a beheading?
Yeah.
If I saw a beheading in person, wouldn't be the same person.
I remember when all of those were leaking on the internet, too. Those things were fucking terrifying.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I don't like that. The internet, yo, like, live leak? Scary place to be late at night.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
The scary place to be at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Fucked up.
And that's why YouTube had that whole thing where they were, like, demonetizing everything.
Yep.
Yo, I don't know if I ever explained this on a podcast, but, like, the money that I was making on YouTube, So the money I was making on YouTube, 100% of the money I was making, right? That was cut by 60%.
Wow.
After YouTube did that thing where they like took away a bunch of ads or whatever. It was cut by 60%. It was insane. And I was like, whoa, man. Like, this hit way harder than whatever. But it was because of shit like that, where it'd be like a beheading video that gets uploaded from God knows where on YouTube. And all of a sudden, fucking Wix. It's
like, buy Dove soap.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, yeah. You can't do that.
It's like a fucking video of Will Ferrell. It's like, I built my website using. And it's like, what the fuck?
But speaking of YouTube.
Who would monetize that video, by the way?
A maniac.
Who's like, yo, by the way, let's make like a quick $13 off this.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get some good CPMs on this video. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But you recently did a Mad Libs.
I did.
You recently did a Mad Libs. Now, when you do videos like that, is there a nostalgic feeling when you do them?
No.
You're just doing them for fun, right?
I will say that there was a little bit of, I guess you're right when you said that, because it wasn't filming it, though. It's like when it goes out and then the reaction that people have, it reminded me of a time of like when I was doing all
right,
that, you know? So it was a little, you know, because I went back to the same routine of like, you know, the video went out at 9 and then I put it on Facebook and the next day direct upload.
And it was fun to watch. It was funny.
Yeah.
And it was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, it was like
so you're smiling right now thinking about it.
Yeah, because you're making me smile. No, but yeah, it was a little nostalgic to be like, you know, whatever. Even though it was only
the
1 year.
The band's back together.
The band is back, bitch. But it was only 1 year. I think. Well, I did upload that one random video about like the lady that hoards poop. That was like 5 months ago, I think.
Yeah.
And then, but before that, it had been close to a year that I had uploaded like anything consistently or anything. But that was the first one. But yeah, I just felt like doing it. I was just like, I feel like it was just, you know.
The right time.
The right time.
And you got Keith in here, which is.
Yeah, man. We had to do that video at 7 a.m. before work.
God, really?
Yeah.
That's dedication right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I honestly thought he wasn't going to wake up, but he did.
He did.
Good times.
Great times.
I have nothing else to say here.
Neither do I.
You want to just sit here for a silent 2 minutes? Yo, can you do this?
What's up?
All right.
Get at me.
So I saw this thing
on
the internet. I don't know I don't know who it was, but it was just stare into someone's eyes for a minute.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Yeah. Should I take my glasses off?
Yes, because I can see a reflection.
All right, go.
This whole... No.
Oh, you're over here. Okay, all right.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Tell me when to start.
Okay. I'm going to look down, and then we're just going to look up.
Tell me when... Just say up.
Up. I thought it was like a... For some reason, I was scared to blink for it at first. Apparently, you can learn a lot about a person.
I was just about to say, I feel like I'm learning about... I'm like downloading data from you.
You got anything useful over there?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
That tends to happen. There's not a lot going on back there.
Your tongue's blue. I can see it in my peripherals.
How? You're looking right at me.
What?
Huh?
I'm looking into your eye. Mm. Your right eye. Yeah, open them up. Open them. I have to check how much time has elapsed.
I could see, like, I could see your feelings.
What do I feel?
Like this, like a little sad.
I'm sad?
Like a little bit. Like I had to uncover a couple of layers, but there's some sadness in there.
All right, I'll agree to that. What else?
You don't want to let anybody down. I could see it. I could see it.
Yeah.
You're worried about being a good caretaker.
What does that mean?
Dude, I could see it.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I could see, like, I could see your emotions. Okay. I'm not fucking kidding.
You could see I'm a care. What's a? I'm upset about being a caretaker.
No. No. You're not upset about it. You want to be the best caretaker you could be. You want to make everybody happy.
Okay.
Like it's like one of your biggest goals. I could see it.
Well, also you've heard me say that.
Not really. Not to that extent.
I mean.
And I could see there's some sadness. There's some underlying sadness there. There is. You have a lot of unanswered questions about your life. I'm fucking not lying, man. I could see it.
I have a bunch of unanswered questions about my life?
Yeah, that you want answered.
Like what?
That's you. I can't dive that deep.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. There's things you want to talk about. There's things you want to get out there. Like on a professional level. You're hiding stuff.
What are you talking?
Not bad stuff. You're keeping it in.
Okay.
This is all good stuff.
Danny,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, can you see who's calling me right now?
Your dad.
It's absolutely my dad.
See? I could see it. I'm not fucking kidding.
I'm sure you can see it.
You know I cannot see a foot in front of me.
Probably.
Yeah. But I can see your eyes.
I have piercing eyes.
Yeah.
Do you think I have sex eyes?
You do have attractive eyes because you can't tell the color.
No, but like sex eyes. Like you ever see a girl and I'm like, oh my God, she has sex eyes.
Yeah, they're kind of catty.
They're catty. Like I don't think I have sex eyes. You don't either.
You have warm eyes.
You have so warm
eyes.
Yeah,
my eyes are really warm.
Yeah. But some people have sex eyes and you're like, oh my God, I feel like she's like fucking me by staring.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of have like Benicio Del Toro sex eyes.
Yeah.
But also like kind of catty, like an old cat.
Like a cat.
Like an old cat. Yeah. You have a very welcoming face. Your face welcomes people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a very welcoming body. Like people aren't afraid of me. You know what I'm saying? Like people want to be, I feel like people want to be around me.
Yeah.
You know?
Dance but, around you.
Yeah. Like, bring me happiness. But, like, I don't know. I think that exercise was good. I learned about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think I did. I really truly think I did.
Well, that was...
Was I accurate about anything? You did agree that you said there's a little bit of sadness in there.
Yeah, I mean, I said that to be funny.
I think everyone's a little bit sad, though.
Oh, yeah. Who's 100% happy? Fuck those people.
Crazy people.
Yeah, that's out of control.
Yeah.
I'm just happy 24/7. Get the fuck out.
What do you think is the key to happiness? Is it health? Is it money? Is it family? Is it a mixture?
The key to happiness.
I find myself asking me that, like, you know, asking myself that question. Is it even obtainable?
I think it is. I think it's very difficult. And I think it's so here's my answer. I think it's just being grateful.
That's a good answer.
Because if you're grateful, then you're happy.
Yeah.
If I'm okay with what I have so far.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you're not striving for anything or striving for more. It's just that you're grateful for what you have now.
Right.
You know, if you're not constantly comparing yourself to other people and constantly comparing your life to someone else's and like, you know, whatever, and you're always just chasing, like you want to be better, chasing, but never being grateful for what you have and not realizing what you have, then how can you be happy if you don't even realize the things that you have.
Damn, dude, that was bars.
I said things that you have a couple times, but that's
no,
true.
No, but
I think that's the right answer.
I think you're right. Holy shit.
I stared into your eyes and got the...
Dude, I wanted to disagree with you so bad, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I really think that's what it is. Just being grateful. If you wake up and you're happy with where you are and you're like, you know what? And you think that you have full control over your... Because that's how I feel sometimes. It's like you wake up and you feel like you have full control over your life. It's like, I'm going to go get in shape. I'm going to go work today. I'm going to go do this and that. Like, I'm going to go do that. Like, no one's forcing me to go do that. And you're just grateful for what you have. Your living space. My place is clean. I'm healthy. And this and that. My family's great. Blah, blah, blah. Just be grateful for that. Instead of being like, oh, you know, I wish I was ripped up. Or I wish I... You know, whatever. I wish the weather wasn't like this today. Like, in finding.
Wish I didn't have diabetes.
Wish I didn't have type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
And, like, rhino cough or whatever the fuck you had. You know what I'm saying?
Boom. You just made me happy.
Boom.
Look at that. Look at that.
Gratefulness. Just being grateful.
You've been dropping some heat on these last few episodes.
Have I?
Yeah, mad inspirational heat.
We start off like assholes, we end on heat.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, listen, you're here for the ha-has and hoo-hoo-hoos and na-na-nas, you know what I'm saying? You know? But there's some structure here. You know, we got feelings too. We got things going on.
Oh, man.
We got things going on. We have feelings.
Listen, I'll be honest. I got gems in me. But it takes a little while to get them
out. Yeah. I think as people kind of sells. So I think.
No.
Imagine people sell short a little bit sometimes. Every once in a while, we got to drop dimes on them.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I don't know the difference between a vagina and a uterus, but I got some gems.
He knows how to pursue happiness, motherfucker. All right?
And it is pursuing, it's not just having it. Because I also, you know what else I think people confuse it with?
I did not expect this question to get this much.
Like, yeah, I know.
Traction out of it.
But do you know what I think where people throw themselves off track is they expect happiness to be an everyday thing, which it isn't.
Mm.
I think that no matter what, it's not an everyday thing. So I feel like if they could be happy one day and then they have a bad couple of days and then they're happy and then have like and then they just like. Or maybe they have a really good period of time.
Yeah.
And then they're not as happy as at another time. And it's like, oh, I wish I could just go back to that. Like, that's when I was happy. And that's when I was... It's like, dude, the reason why you were... Like, you just felt fulfilled back then.
Right.
Like, just be grateful.
Well, I learned that in therapy, too. It was like, listen, it's like... You can't try to go back to the old you.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. You're just... You have to create a new version of yourself. And, like, you need bad days. You need them.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have every day be good. That's not life.
Right.
You know? And then also, if you're trying to make every day that good, you're going to come up short on most of those days, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be sad because you didn't do that or didn't do this. Got to be grateful.
Yeah. You also just got like
bars.
I feel like you just got to enjoy it, dude. Like, there's just so many like things that I think people worry about. When I was younger, I said this once, and like I really think like, I've never heard anyone say it, but I said something like life is easy, but people make it hard on themselves. When I was like in eighth grade, I said some shit like that because I feel like a lot of people just worry about things that they don't really care about. You know, because if you ask someone like, do you care how many likes your picture gets? And they're like, no. But at the same time, subconsciously, you'll look at that number and be like, oh, that's not as high as the last picture I posted. Or like,
oh, once I post something, I'm checking how it's doing.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't really care. Like, I could say I don't really care what anyone has to say about me, but at the same time, I do.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Of course. Just doesn't sway my mood. You know, like, I care about it, but not enough to like change who I am or to change like whatever. But it doesn't mean I don't care about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like people, they confuse those things because I think those are two separate things. I think you could like care about it and not care about it enough. But I think, you know, people just, there's little things that they hold on to like on a day-to-day basis that like to try to ruin their day in a way.
Right.
You know, like, oh man, I missed the bus and this and that. It's like, dude,
I think some people just like being miserable. And
well, I just think it becomes a routine.
That's what I'm saying. It becomes part of like, they just accepted it.
Yeah, like, it's I'm like you're in a rut.
Yeah, like I'm gonna be miserable. Like, oh fuck my life. Like, this is my life. It's like, it doesn't have to be like that, though.
Yeah. You know? I think all the
I struggled with that all the time. I'd be like, yeah, like my life sucks.
The self-deprecating stuff is a joke until you say it enough that it starts to become true.
Oh, yeah. If
because you try
something...
to fit into that now.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not. Like, I remember when I used to do a podcast out of this comedy fucking place and comedy club. I don't know. I was going to say comedy bar. I'm an idiot. But anyway, it was out of this comedy club, and I used to have a lot of comedians on the show. And I noticed that a lot of them had this, like, idea that comedians have to be sad, or they have to have, like, bad things happen to them, or, like, they have to do this and have to do that. And I was just like, I'm just not that, though. Like, yeah.
And then if you're not, you're not, like, a purist comedian.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, I've had shit happen to me in my life. Like, it's not like I've just skated through, like, with no adversity whatsoever. Like, there have been a lot of shit that has happened in my life, but you wouldn't know it, because, like, I don't find it to be like an excuse. Like, it's not fuel for me. Like, right. When people talk about, you know, use the bad things in your life as fuel for your fires, like, I don't really do that. Like, I just try to, like,
I can just make a new fire.
Yeah, just try to fucking just do. I just try to do my shit. I'm not like, oh, I'm doing this out of spite because of my dad. You know. But it's just, I don't know. Shit like that. It's like when people, like, because then if you start to adapt the idea that comedians have to be sad, then you're going to go out of your way to be sad.
Yeah.
Or to focus on sad shit. Because, like, oh, if I focus on this, then it's going to make me funnier. It's like, that's not true, though.
Yeah, no, it's not. And, it, like, that's how it kind of was, like, with drinking for me, though, too. I was like, yo, like, I honestly thought I could never, like, be funny if, like, I didn't drink.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, no, this is, like, part of my routine. And, like, this is part of me and, like, my life. And then it's like, yo, it's complete opposite. Like, you don't have to be sad to be, like, a fucking funny person.
Yeah.
I'm about to start crying.
Should we wrap it?
Yeah, we should wrap it.
All right.
I like when we wrap it with gems a little bit.
Hey, fuck it. Rap with a gem.
Yeah, rap with a gem.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at Daniel Priori on Instagram and Twitter. I don't know why I have such a hard time with that sometimes.
I don't know. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe Santagato, and go follow the show at The Basement Yard on Instagram. And also our Patreon that is set up. If you'd like to support the show, you get every episode a week early. You get personalized video shout outs from me and Danny at a certain tier.
Mm-hmm.
You also get some extra content segment that we do called What the Fuck Does Patreon Want, where we answer your questions. Those are usually like 20 something minutes long. And we also get an exclusive episode of The Basement Yard that is only aired for our patrons. So go check that out. Patreon.com/TheBasementYard. Patreon spelled PATREON.com/TheBasementYard. And that is all. Also, our website, by the way, if you want to write in and you want us to talk about some topics or whatever, go to thebasementyard.com. And that is all.
That's finally all.
We'll see you guys next time.